Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and this is volume 10 in a series that I call AOR, AOK. So since this is volume 10, at this point, over 200 different AOR artists have been represented on the podcast. And coming up, I'm going to put together a best of AOR, AOK episode. As I've discussed previously, AOR means different things to different people. My favorite kind of AOR, what I call AOR, is a lot of times it was a pop version of heavy metal in the 80s. So my ears are attracted to up-tempo, chugging guitars, great melody. There's definitely a formula. When I'm choosing the songs for these episodes, I'm picky about it. I don't just play any song that sounds like an AOR song. I play the best ones, in my opinion, and they definitely have a certain sound or feel for the most part. As I've said before, they'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. So let's kick off the 10th episode of AOR, AOK, with a very rare record. It's by a band called England 402. I actually found this song on YouTube. This was a self-titled, independently released album. From what I can find, the band was fronted by a guy named Jeff Emery, and he also own the record label, so they put this record out themselves. It's called England 402, and this is a great song that I found on YouTube. It's called Day After Day.
Yeah, he tried.
Lawrence Archer was a guitar player in the new wave of British heavy metal band Stampede, and later he was a member of Phil Lynott's post-Thin Lizzy band Grand Slam, and he also played with UFO for the 1992 album High Stakes and Dangerous Men. In 1986, he had a solo album called LA that came out only in Japan. Let's hear a song from it by Lawrence Archer called Hiding Away. Arlen Salt is a Christian rock artist from Canada. I usually have a Canadian section of every AOR AOK episode, but this is the only Canadian artist featured on today's episode, Arlen Salt. This is a song from his 1991 album, Great Big Noise. It's called In the Power of Love.
Oh,
I don't know much about this next one, except it came out in 1989 and only in Switzerland and Germany. The album is called UU. It's by Frank Ryan. Let's hear a great song from it called Fire in the Dark. In between singing with Journey and then joining the Vinnie Vincent invasion, Robert Fleischmann released a solo album called Perfect Stranger. I played a song from that record on one of the Kiss Connections episodes. Then he formed a band called Channel with guitarist Tony Berg, bassist Trey Thompson, and drummer Gary Ferguson. And this band, Channel, released one self-titled album on Epic Records in 1984. This is a song from it called I'm By Your Side.
Lights.
Sinatra, like Frank Sinatra but with a Z, were a Dutch band. Their self-titled album came out in 1988. This is a song from it by Sinatra called Only Your Heart. Brinks was a Chicago band made up of John Davidson, Mark Onstad, Dave Lepechik, and Marty Scherr. They self-released an album in 1989 called Rain on the City. This is a song by Brinks, B-R-I-N-X. It's called Rain on the City. Peter Beckett was in Skyband, who put out one record in the 70s that I love, and I've played their songs Bang, Ooh, You Got Me, and Pie in the Sky, both on the podcast. I love those songs. I love that record. After that, Beckett joined the band Player, famous for the song Baby Come Back. But in 1991, he released a solo album where he just went by Beckett. Came out on Curb Records. Let's hear a song from it by Peter Beckett called How Can the Girl Refuse? Romeo were a band from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Members of the band were David Fravell, Lenny Weber, Wes Kreitz, and Troy Lamy. They released one self-titled album on WFG Records in 1993. This is a song from it by Romeo. It's called It Ain't Worth It.
Living life ain't the easiest thing to do.
Robin Julian was a singer from Minneapolis. He released one six-song EP in 1985 on Lori Records. This is a song by Robin Julian. That's Robin with two B's. It's called Here We Go. Number 9 were a German band, released one album in 1993 called Colors with a U, C-O-L-O-U-R-S. This is a song from it by Number 9 called We're the Future.
It's all around us. No.
Press were a band out of Columbus, Ohio, kind of a super group of local musicians. They put out an EP in 1987 called Words, Hot Off the Presses. It was reissued by Retrospect Records in 2009. Let's hear a song from that EP by The Press. It's called Do You Care Anymore?
Dory's soul.
Briar started out as a new wave of British heavy metal band in 1979, released some singles and a couple of albums in the 80s, went through multiple lineup changes, and in 1992 they released an AOR album called Hard Times. This is a song from that record by Briar. It's called To My Door. Della Street were a band out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, popular locally, made up of Donnie Frank, Jeff Johnson, Mark Scheel, Marshall Nelson, and Ron Logan. They released one album in 1989 called Faces. Let's hear a song from that record by Della Street. It's called Gemini.
Thank you.
Distance was a band led by bassist producer Bernard Edwards, and Bernard Edwards and drummer Tony Thompson were former members of Power Station. They linked up with a singer named Robert Hart and noted session musicians Eddie Martinez on guitar and Jeff Bova on keyboards, put out a record on Reprise in 1989 called Under the One Sky. Distance also appeared as a club band in the 1987 Whoopi Goldberg film Burglar. Let's hear a song from Under the One Sky by Distance. This is called No Way Out.
No!
Thank you.
Sharon O'Neill is a singer-songwriter and pianist from New Zealand. Her first album came out in 1979, and she had four more albums in the 80s. But let's hear a song from her last album, Edge of Winter, which came out in 1990. This is Sharon O'Neill and a song called Losing You. Money Talks was a Norwegian band formed by brothers Sverre Wick and Harald Wick. They signed with Curb Records and released a self-titled album in 1990. They were also featured on the soundtracks of the films Career Opportunities and Karate Kid 3. This is a song from their self-titled album by Money Talks. It's called In a Trance. Seasons in Color were a German band. They had one independent release called Nothing But New in 1991. Let's hear a song from it by Seasons in Color. This is called Stay in Time.
Like a time shift. Every day, like all before.
Ask a Stranger were a Pennsylvania band. They had one self-released album in 1991 called Stranger Things Have Happened. The group was made up of J. Michael Powell, Dave Hawk, Dave Buzzard, Mike Hagen, and Willie Bauer. Let's hear a song from Stranger Things Have Happened by Ask a Stranger. This is called Starlight. And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out. I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Patrick Simmons joined the Doobie Brothers in 1970, and he's responsible for writing Black Water and Southern City Midnight Lady. Personally, I do not like those songs at all, and I am not a fan of the Doobie Brothers. Regardless, Patrick Simmons released an AOR-sounding solo album in 1983. It's called Arcade. Let's hear a song from it by Patrick Simmons. This is called Knocking at Your Door.
Be back.